check in with Channel 3000 News 3 Now in Madison, Wisconsin, who checked in with a few of the state officers ahead of their big event.
The Wisconsin Association of FFA is made up of over 20,000 members and 250 chapters. The Wisconsin State FFA Convention is a big coming together for them. They're celebrating the convention's 90th year. How about that?
That's where we find our Madeline O'Neill. Well, it's a big year for the convention. It's in its 90th year. Members are also celebrating 50 years that women have been among the ranks. We're joined by Amelia Hayden, State FFA President. Thanks for coming in today.
Yes, thank you so much for having me here.
Of course. So tell me, what makes this year so special?
So this is not only our 90th year of FFA in Wisconsin, but the 50 years in women in FFA, like you've mentioned. So over the past few years, we've seen women and men have about equal percentages of FFA membership, and women actually make up more than 50% of all state leadership positions like the one I'm in as a state officer.
Wow.
So it's been really cool to see that growth, and we're excited to be celebrating that with members across the state.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit more about the convention in general. What is your goal here?
Mm-hmm. So throughout the convention, there's a lot of different opportunities for members. Behind us, we have the session hall where we'll be giving out awards and celebrating member accomplishments. We also have about 30 different contests that are running with over 200 judges volunteering at those. And so students will be practicing their public speaking skills, their leadership skills, and agricultural knowledge as well.
Are there any sessions you're particularly excited about or events?
I'm excited for them all. Some of the events that are really cool that we have here, we have an agri-science fair where students are designing their own research projects. We also have a variety of different supervised agricultural experience awards. So those are hands-on learning experiences that students get outside of the classroom that are part of their FFA involvement.
And I know you mentioned membership numbers are strong. There's a lot of enthusiasm still, despite the kind of trying times in this industry. With issues such as low milk prices in the industry, some farms have had a hard time staying afloat, especially smaller farms. But that's forcing the industry to change. And one thing that's always changing is technology. We've got State FFA Treasurer Mitchell Schrupfer here with us. That's something he's interested in. So what does agriculture technology look like?
Yes, absolutely. So like we talk about those challenges that agriculture is facing, a lot of us tend to see the bad sides, but here with an FFA, we see those as opportunities. And so as agriculturalists and interested in bettering the future, we have to really embrace that technology. And so some of the things that we're embracing, even at the national level, we just celebrated our first year, inaugural year, with the Blue Room, which we brought in different agricultural companies that put together a display of all the technology that they're working on. And it was amazing to see just how far we've come from back in the 1940s and the even earlier before that, when labor was done mostly by hand. Within Wisconsin, we're very excited. We have proficiency awards like design and fabrication for the agricultural placement, which students are actually creating their own implements and different equipment that they're able to use within farm applications.
So are there any job opportunities or cool opportunities that come with technology that's, you know, rapidly developing?
Yes, absolutely. We're always focused on developing those career skills. Different things that I've learned about would be like precision agriculture. So we're getting exact within inches of GPS coordinates for application for different crops and making sure that each plant gets the nutrients that they need to produce the most crops for our people so we can feed the world.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Mitchell. Josh and Leah.
Maddie, thank you. Wow, I feel like the future of farming is in good hands if these kids are involved.
Yes.
For sure.
Really impressive.
Absolutely.
Kids.